So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, it is Tommy Freedom here for another 30 minutes of Freedom Rings. I'm going to start off the show today by going over the latest Hollywood death. Now, of course, I am referring to the death of Aaron Moran over the weekend, who was better known as Joni Cunningham from the TV show Happy Days, and later on from her own spinoff, Joni Loves Chachi, which was so horrible that it only lasted one season before being yanked. Sometimes it's better off to leave things alone. You know, the old story or the old saying goes, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, she never really got anything after that, anything substantial. I mean, she had a few guest spots here and there, and she was in an extremely horrible science fiction horror movie called Galaxy of Terror. Other than that, Aaron Moran pretty much faded into oblivion. And that really is the story of a lot of people in Hollywood and names that you would never expect to end up destitute, just end up like that. She ended up living in a trailer park in Indiana and was even evicted from her trailer. Now, you've got to be pretty low to be kicked out of a trailer park, folks. And I'm not saying that to be condescending. I'm saying it because it's just another example of how some of these people who have had such an amazing opportunity have lost it for some reason. Now, this may not have been her fault. It may be. You know, there were rumors about drugs and alcohol, and you know that, honestly, that can destroy your life. There are very few people out there like Charlie Sheen who have managed to stay on top while suffering through a major addiction. It usually catches up with you at some point. Examples would be, obviously, John Belushi, but Mel Gibson. Another one, let his alcohol get to him. And, Tim, what's his name from Tool Time? Home Improvement, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Tim Allen. He had a huge, huge addiction problem with, I believe it was cocaine, which is why he acted the way that he did on television. And he finally got a strong talking to, got his series taken away, and cleaned himself up, and then came back. But so many people never recover from that, and they continue to spiral downwards, and it's such a shame. Now, I never really did care for Erin Moran as an actress. She was certainly nothing to look at, not that that was her fault, but I just never really cared for her. But at only 56 years old, to have just died like that, penniless, destitute, and with pretty much nobody remembering your name until it pops up in an obituary, that's a pretty sad way to go. But there have been many others that have just fallen by the wayside. Another one that comes to mind is Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid was, I'm not going to say he was a big name, but I mean, everybody knew who Randy Quaid was, certainly being the brother of Dennis Quaid. But Randy Quaid had his own sort of successful ventures in Independence Day. And also, lesser known, but Randy Quaid actually portrayed our brother in arms, Randy Weaver, in the Lifetime movie Siege at Ruby Ridge. And he did a phenomenal job portraying Randy Weaver. For any of you who have ever met Randy and know how he was or is, Randy Quaid did a very good job. I had the opportunity to meet Randy Weaver on several occasions, and he's a very down-to-earth person. And it really pains me to watch that movie, because you're seeing someone that you know go through that kind of pain and agony, and it's really hard to watch. But Randy Quaid, of course, we know the story. Over the past few years, he was kicked out of his own home, came back, and started squatting in it. Then he fled to north of the border, was eventually caught, and when they found him, I mean, he looked like something from ZZ Top, with his long beard and mustache and long scraggly hair. I mean, he literally looked like Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. So I don't know what it is with some of these people. You know, just they have the money, and where it goes, sometimes up the nose, I guess, but other times it's just squandered. They don't know how to manage their money very well, and they go on spending it even after it's no longer coming in. And another notable person you never hear from anymore is Jan Michael Vincent. Jan Michael Vincent is living in a southern state, and I want to say it's Louisiana. I'm not positive. Don't quote me on that. I'm pretty sure it's Louisiana. And he has severe, I believe it's diabetes. He's had one leg amputated, and he just looks like death warmed over. Man looks absolutely awful. And again, that was an excellent actor. I loved him in Airwolf, and he did a phenomenal job in various movie roles and appearances on TV. Just a phenomenal actor, and he too. He's ended up pretty much destitute, completely unrecognizable. Nobody knows who he is. And that's really got to be a hard way to go, from being a somebody like that to a nobody. And it's kind of reminiscent of that song by Coldplay, Sweep the Streets I Used to Own. And you just got to wonder how these people get there. It's a crying shame, it really is. But speaking of crying shames, I want to talk to you about the removal of yet another Confederate monument, and it's going to total four. And this is also coming out of the state of Louisiana, the Pelican State, the Hurricane State, the Plywood State, the I'm Underwater State. And I don't know where this is going to end. I mean, it's got to end at some point. I mean, we're just going through a phase right now where everyone is tearing down history. And it infuriates me to no end to see our history dismantled, not only overtaught, but outright dismantled because of political correctness. So, as I said, this is going to include a total of four Confederate monuments. Now, the first one was removed Monday morning, and workers began taking this down in the early morning hours. It was still dark when I did this. And this is the latest Southern institution that is just trying to sever itself from these symbols that are viewed by many as a representation of racism and white supremacy, but they're not. This is history, folks. Now, this one they took down was called the Liberty Place Monument. Now, I've only been to New Orleans once, so I'm not familiar with it as a town, so I don't know where this was. But it commemorates whites who tried to topple the biracial post-Civil War government in New Orleans, and they took it away on a truck in pieces. I don't know if that means that it was put up in pieces and they disassembled it, or if they smashed it, taking it down. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they did. Back in 2005, in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, the city of Charlotte illegally removed the Confederate flag from the Confederate memorial section of Elmwood Cemetery, and the flag was subsequently replaced by someone who climbed that pole in 27-degree weather amidst snow flurries and put it back. The city then came back in with a boom truck and cut the pole down, and in the process of driving in, made furrows 3 feet wide and 3 feet deep. They damaged the fence. They damaged gravestones. And it was just a completely disgraceful move. So it wouldn't surprise me if when they said it was taken off in pieces that they actually broke it up. It would not surprise me one bit. Now, there was a news conference several hours after the statue was dismantled, and the mayor of New Orleans, whose name is Mitch Landrieu, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, vowed that we will no longer allow the Confederacy to literally be put on a pedestal in the heart of our city. Well, that's called history, dude. You go up to New England and you see these things all over the place, not for the Confederacy, mind you, but for the American Revolution, and the battles that went on in Vermont and New Hampshire leading up to that, Ethan Allen, the Green Mountain Boys, you see these things everywhere. It's called history. Now, it says that the removal happened early in the morning in an attempt to avoid disruption from supporters who want the monuments to stay. And some of those were actually city officials, and they said there's been death threats made. Now, the workers who took the monument down were wearing bulletproof vests, military-style helmets, and scarves that obscured their faces. Yeah, you're darn right they were in danger. You're messing with history. And said the police were also on hand, including officers who watched the area from atop the parking garage of a nearby hotel. I'm sure they were probably armed with scoped .308 rifles as well. Now, Landrieu went on to say, the statue was put up to honor the killing of police officers by white supremacists. Yeah, I'm going to call BS on that. Of the four that we will move, this statue is perhaps the most blatant affront to the values that make America and New Orleans strong today. No, it's that kind of a viewpoint that's made America weak. Now, there's three other statues that are honoring Confederate Generals Robert E. Lee and P.G.T. Beauregard and the Confederate States of America and President Jefferson Davis. Now, those will be removed at some point in the near future. It doesn't say when, but apparently legal challenges were brought and they've been overcome. And the mayor doesn't say when it's going to happen for safety reasons since, quote, intimidation and threats from people who don't want these monuments down have been intense. Well, yeah, again, it's because you're messing with history. Stop messing with our history. Landrieu goes on to say, there's a better way to use the property these monuments are on in a way that better reflects who we are. Yeah, like what? Probably putting up a statue to Martin Luther King or Malcolm X or somebody like that, right? Maybe went to O.J. Simpson, huh? Now, nationally, this whole debate over Confederate symbols, I mean, it's just become heated, I mean to the boiling point, since the whole Dylann Roof debacle, where 9 parishioners were killed at that black church in South Carolina in June of 2015. And South Carolina responded to this by removing the Confederate flag from its place on the State House grounds in the weeks that were following that. And several southern cities have also since considered removing monuments like this. It's a disgrace. The University of Mississippi took down its state flag because it includes the Confederate emblem, yeah, which is the naval jacket. It is not the Confederate emblem, and I wish that people would learn this and get this through their thick heads. That is the naval jack. The 3x5 is the naval jack. The Confederate battle flag was square and had a gold fringe on it, and the actual flag of the Confederacy was the stars and bars. Not the Confederate naval jack. Now, New Orleans is obviously majority black, and the number of black residents has dropped since, you know, Hurricane Katrina came through and drove everyone out, and they had nothing to come back to. But it's still predominantly black, so that's why you have this whole push to be politically correct. And in 2015, the city council, which is majority black, they voted 6-1 to approve plans to take the statues down. Yeah, big surprise there. So legal battles were fought, you know, and unfortunately they didn't come through. They lost, and that's a shame. It really, really is. Now, of course, the idiots who want the Confederate memorials removed say that they're offensive artifacts honoring the region's slave-owning past. But intelligent people, you know, they call the monuments for what they are, part of the city's history, and say they should be protected historic structures. Amen. Now, a fellow by the name of Robert Bonner, he's 63 years old, he said that he's a Civil War reenactor, and he was there to protest the statue's removal. "I think it's a terrible thing," he said. "When you start removing the history of the city, you start losing money." Yes. "You start losing where you came from and where you've been." Now, since officials announced the removals of these statues, contractors hired by the city have faced death threats and intimidation. And, I mean, look, you're in the Deep South here. I mean, the passions about the Civil War still run deep. I mean, there's still a lot of people here that do not call it the Civil War, including myself. It's the War of Northern Aggression or the Great Yankee Incursion. Now, the removals are being done at night, and that's to ensure that police officers can secure the sites to protect the workers and ease the burden on traffic for people who live and work in the city. Now, the mayor said, "All of what we will do in the next days will be designed to make sure that we protect everybody, that the workers are safe, the folks around the monuments are safe, and that nobody gets hurt." Well, it wouldn't be an issue if you didn't mess with it. You know, Landry said that the memorials don't represent his city as it approaches its 300th anniversary next year. And he said the city would remove the monuments, store them, and preserve them until an appropriate place to display them is determined, which means nowhere, because when they took down the Confederate flag from the State House, the Capitol, in Columbia, South Carolina, they said it was going to a permanent location on the grounds, where it remained for only about 15 years before it was yanked down and put someplace where nobody will ever see it. The mayor goes on to say, "The monuments are an aberration. They're actually a denial of our history, and they were done in a time when people who still control the Confederacy were in charge of this city, and it only represents a four-year period of our 1,000-year march to where we are today." Your what? Your 1,000-year march? Where in the hell do you come up with those numbers? 1,000 years? Give me a break, dude. Apparently, in addition to being an idiot, you also are a horrible mathematician. You can't add. There is no way that Caucasians have been in New Orleans for 1,000 years. I am sorry to inform you. Now, the first memorial that came down, as I said before, it was the Liberty Place Monument, and it was an 1891 obelisk honoring the Crescent City White League. Well, see that right there. Now, if it had been honoring the Black League, it wouldn't have been an issue, but because it was the White League, that's racist. Now, in 1874, the Crescent City White League attempted to overthrow a biracial Reconstruction government in New Orleans after the Civil War. Now, that attempt did fail, but white supremacist Democrats later took control of the state. Now, an inscription was added in 1932 that said, "The Yankees withdrew federal troops and recognized white supremacy in the South after the group challenged Louisiana's biracial government after the Civil War." In 1993, those words were covered by a granite slab with a new inscription saying the obelisk honors Americans on both sides who died in the conflict should teach us lessons for the future. Again, changing history. They're always changing it, folks. They can never leave things alone. Now, the Liberty Place Monument has been the target of a previous lawsuit after the city removed it from a location on the main downtown thoroughfare of Canal Street during a federally financed paving project in 1989. Now, the city of New Orleans didn't put it back until it was sued, and then it was moved to an obscure spot on a side street near the entrance to a parking garage. And still wasn't obscure enough, they still had to take it down. Now, the mayor continues, "Relocating these Confederate monuments is not about taking something away from someone else. This is not about politics, the hell it's not. It's not about blame, it's not about retaliation. This is not a naive quest to solve all of our problems at once." Well, dude, you're not solving problems, you're increasing them. And finally, he says, "It's about showing the whole world that we as a city and as people are able to acknowledge, understand, reconcile, and most importantly, choose a better future, making straight what has been crooked and right what has been wrong. Well, let me tell you, this dude is living in a fantasy world. People are getting sick and tired of seeing their history erased. They're sick and tired of seeing history rewritten. And they're sick and tired of seeing their symbols desecrated. And it's only a matter of time before you start to see that tide turn. If you look back to the past, folks, always before something goes away, there is a mad dash free-for-all to do as much as they can while they can. And I think this is their final attempt to try and squelch us. But it's never going to happen. The tide has turned. The election of President Trump proved that. The Brexit poll proved that. The way that people in Europe are now starting to think, the rise of the populist state proves that. The liberals are a dying breed. They're on their way out. And personally, I for one, it can't get here fast enough. Gotta take a short break. Be back in a couple minutes.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com. And remember to always be prepared.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, folks, I went way over on that last segment. I apologize for it running so long. I was not paying attention. Poor George was beating his furry little head on the monitor there. But I could not stop that story partway and then come back and finish it up. It just needed to be run through. So, sorry, little guy. Didn't mean to get you all frazzled there. So, that really doesn't leave me enough time. I've only got, 5.5 minutes left in this segment here at the end of the show. So I'm not going to get into what I was going to. I'm just going to kind of continue, I guess, on the direction that I was dealing with before the end of the break, dealing with the Confederate memorials and monuments being taken down and actually in some cases vandalized and destroyed. Now, I don't know what it is, the mentality of people They just want to destroy these things. They want to destroy history. They want to rewrite it. You know, they don't want you to know the truth. Now, we know who's behind this, who's really behind this, who wants to rewrite history and keep you from knowing the truth. They're the same people that were running the Soviet Union and erasing people from photographs and trying to erase them from history. These people are always going to be around. We're always going to have to deal with them. But I think the tide now is turning. In people's opinions, they're starting to see how stupid this is. They're starting to see that our history is being changed. And in many, many cases now in schools, blatant lies are being taught. You know, you say a lie long enough and people will start to believe it. I don't remember who said that, but I mean, it's true. These liberals honestly believe in climate control. You know, they honestly believe all this garbage that they're teaching the kids, and the kids grow up thinking this is real, so they continue teaching it, and then it's a vicious cycle, and then you have to go literally through hell and high water trying to retrain them and make them understand what the truth actually is. And right now they're going against the Confederate flag, what they call the Confederate flag, and these Confederate memorials. Well, you know, you have a right to be buried under a flag that you fought under. Now, in this particular time, the Confederate flag, the battle flag, the naval jack, is extremely unpopular. In another 100 years, who's to say that whoever's writing this country doesn't call the American flag racist, or call it something else, and try and take it down? And all these liberals will be rolling over in their graves because now it's their flag under attack. And this is something that they never, ever take into consideration. But there is encouraging news, my friends. There's a poll out there right now that says if you were to hold the elections again today, now knowing what you know, would you still vote for Donald Trump? And 96% of the people that voted for him the first time said yes, they would still vote for him. The man has unwavering support. As much as the press tries to run him down and degrade him and put him in a negative light, it's not working. Nothing works with this man the way it works with everyone else. And the liberals are stymied. They don't know how to approach him. I mean, it's almost like years and years ago where in the military and special ops, you had these concentration camp training exercises that were for men. They were designed for men. And when women first started signing up for these things, the camp commanders didn't know how to handle it because women responded differently under duress than men. And this is what the liberals are finding out. Donald Trump is responding differently than every other conservative out there, and the stuff isn't working. It's running off of him. It's almost like Slick Willy, Teflon Willy. Nothing is sticking to this guy. And every time he says something, as outlandish as it may sound or seem at the time, he is eventually, and as of yet, always proven to be right. And the liberals are furious. Well, you know what? Now they know how we feel. All these years when we saw our country being destroyed at the hands of liberals like Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, Bill and Hillary Clinton, it made our blood boil. And now the liberal blood is boiling as well. And it's about time. Feels good to see the mad, doesn't it? I know it sure does me. Well, folks, I am out of time for this week. So I will be back next week, and until then, if you want to get in touch with me, as always, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until then, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.